If you are in Uganda, what quality could most hurt your chances for getting a date? As a tourist in Myanmar, what is the worst way to meet someone? To answer these questions and many more, VOA talked to an international dating culture reporter. Matthew Stein is a Canadian reporter in Uganda. He also publishes the website datingcultures.com. The site uses humor and romance to spread knowledge about different cultures. Mr. Stein says it also discusses issues that people may not think about.
If I were to publish a story about Ugandan politics, that would only appeal to so many people. But if I use dating, which is a more universal subject, I think more people will watch, and in the process, they'll be exposed to other issues in that country that they wouldn't normally see in a 2-minute news report.
Some video reports ask strangers questions about dating. For example, in Sexbushed, Mr. Stein asks people in Uganda the following question.
What would make somebody unacceptable for a first date in Uganda? A, if they're poor, B, if they're ugly, or C, if they're a smoker?
It appears Ugandan singles do not like smokers. C was the most popular answer. Other video reports cover more serious subjects, such as abuse toward gay and transgender people, and women's rights in East Africa. Mr. Stein has filmed dating cultures videos in countries in Africa, Asia, Europe, and North America. He first called the website Erotic Roots. The creators changed the name because they worried it would prevent users from sharing information. Mr. Stein says talking about sex is considered offensive in many countries he works in. He says he hopes the less serious content of his reports will help reduce fears of subjects linked to sex.
I think it's a very important thing to talk about in countries where people are not able to talk about sex and their sex life. There's a whole bunch of problems that manifest itself, from STDs to teenage pregnancies.
Mr. Stein says the website also seeks to support cross-cultural dating. The reports and videos help prepare future daters by teaching them about special customs or unusual dating rules in different countries. Easy and wonderful is how Mr. Stein describes cross-cultural dating. He says, you just have to be a little friendly and outgoing. I'm Katie Weaver. Words in this story. Date, verb. To do an activity with someone you might have a romantic relationship with. Romance, noun, the feeling of being in love. Erotic, adjective, relating to sex. Manifest, verb, to show something clearly. STD, sexually transmitted disease, noun, a disease caused by infections that are passed from one person to another during sexual contact. Cross-cultural, adjective, relating to or involving two or more different cultures or countries.